not the start you would have liked, but how did it feel getting knowing that you were going to get the start today, and how did the game start off for you overall?
It's a good feeling. It's been a while since I've played, about 2 weeks, and it's been a while since I've been back in the AHL, but I was really excited, and I knew it was a good opportunity, and you know, they made a nice play in that 2-on-1 to get the pass over RD, but you know, we're a good team. I wasn't too worried, and I just, as long as I did my job, and we got the win.
You've been with these guys for a while now, so you've seen how they've been rolling, and obviously they lost yesterday in the shootout, but you know, you're able to bounce back. What did you see on overall from your team in the first couple of years?
We're just a good team overall. We have four lines that roll well. Everyone comes in, they play the system to a T, and it's you know, shows in the record. And you know, it's a nice team to be on because, you know, they're gonna block shots, they're gonna do little things, and they're also gonna score offensively.
How's it different for you? Because like you said, you played 11 games last season for the Moose. Now you're coming here, you're actually getting to sit, you know, play behind these guys, see what it's like, the new kind of incarnation of this Moose team. So it must be a little bit of a different look this year than it was last year.
I mean, it's nice to play behind a really good team like we have this year because, you know, that's, you know, obviously you're going to get beat sometimes, but when you have a strong team, you know, you're going to score enough goals. And like we did tonight, we scored enough to win. And it's, you know, it's nice to have a confidence. You have the guys, every time you make a save, they're cheering. We got a good core group. Everyone likes each other, and it's a good environment.
Jimmy, the ECHL team that you've been playing on, a bit of a tough go, obviously, for them. My understanding, almost like an expansion team in the sense, a lot of first-year guys and stuff. So how's your season been progressing, numbers aside, I guess, because it's obviously playing in front of a team that has some issues defensively.
Yeah, it's no surprise that Jacksonville, were, you know, if you look at our record, it wasn't where we want it to be, and fortunately, that's the way it goes sometimes. But my job is simple. It's to stop pucks. I was trying my best every single night, try to come up with big saves, try to come up with just the normal, you know, run-of-the-mill saves, and be ready for the opportunity when I got called up. And I think that they have performed well, and hopefully get some more games here in the future.
Did you know, when did you know that you were going to get the start today? Was it yesterday that coach told you?
Rick St. Croix, the goalie coach, called me about 8 o'clock last night and just said that I was playing, and that's, you know, it's perfect. And I was excited and texted some family members and said, "Hey, I'm playing tonight. Hope you guys watch." And that was about it.
Were you worried about having some rest? I mean, it's been 2 weeks since you had a start.
No, not really. I mean, this is my role in this situation. Obviously, playing with behind Hutch, who's an incredible goalie, you know, an NHL veteran, and so I mean, I'm used to it. Last year, with only 11 games played. You know, they came far and few between, so it's something I'm used to. And then if I get the opportunity to play, you know, multiple games in a week, I mean, I'm used to that too.
So Jamie, what does it mean to pick up your first AHL win since, I believe, last April?
It feels good. I mean, anytime you can get 2 points for the team and get us closer to a playoff spot, and that's all that matters, because that's what we're playing for, is that postseason.